A lot to talk about today, but no time to do it. Thank you very much. We are going to take calls 866-303-2270 in a little while after Borzu Daragahi, who will be up in the next segment, talks to us about Iraq from India. We'll take some calls. Don't have a lot of time for calls because I overbooked the show. And right now, since our president, folks, is openly operating in a different reality, we think it's important that listeners know what's going on in his alternate universe. Luckily, we have a staffer who lives in that world. So here now is our very own Planet Bush Bureau Chief, Lawton Smalls. Hello, Lawton.
Hello, Sam. God called for a recount, and Jesus won again. Incumbent forever.
It's Mark. It's Mark. It's Mark Lawton.
Mark.
I never thought I'd say this, my friend, but I am glad you called, Lawton.
Mark, our moments of Christian fellowship are very special to me as well. Behold, how good and pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. Psalm 133, one of my favorites.
Wait. What I mean is no one's heard from you since the midterm elections when the Democrats totally, completely kicked your pathetic Republican ass. And I was worried about how you might be taking it, Lawton. That's all.
What are you saying, Mark? You think I'm not mature enough to handle the election results? That I'm subject to violent emotional outbursts? That I'm some sort of deranged infant who needs years of intense psychotherapy and the latest mood-stabilizing drugs?
Well, Lawton, actually, I do think
Sam, let the tempest blow and the rains fall. I take my shelter in the temple of neoconservatism. Lay your fears to rest. Smalls will abide. Okay.
That's great, Lawton. I'm glad you're okay, you know. I really am, I think. But what about the elections? I mean, both houses of Congress turned Democrat. Democratic state legislators, Democratic governors everywhere. It was a total bloodbath. I mean, that had to just tear you up. I mean, it had to rip you in half, didn't it?
Okay.
I mean,
it was an election, not the Nightmare on Elm Street, Mr. Freddy Krueger. And, as President George W., two terms mandate Bush, pointed out, the midterm elections were a sign of a robust economy.
Uh-huh.
The American Eagle's got to have a right wing and a left wing, or it won't soar. It
mm-hmm.
just flies around in circles and gets motion sickness. We don't need a puking eagle on our hands.
Wow. You know what? I agree with you, and that means that something's got to be wrong. All right? So let me just get this straight. So you're okay with Nancy Pelosi as Speaker of the House? Nancy Pelosi?
Well, I think Ms. Pelosi's got some real solid ideas. And she has lovely shoes. Very ladylike.
Wait a minute, Lawton. You hate her. I mean, you once told me she ran a chain of drive-through on-demand abortion huts. Am I right?
Water under the bridge, Mark. You know, yesterday's news. I'm looking forward to our parties working side by side to create a bright future for this great country. Let me be the first to reach across the aisle in a spirit of bipartisanship and shake your hand, Mark Maron. Welcome, brother.
Brother? Bipartisanship? Wait, you guys treated us like crap for 6 years, and now you're talking about bipartisanship? Do you even know what that word means, Lawton?
I do know what it means, and it disappoints me that you're being so negative when I'm offering you the olive branch. The lion is laying down with the lamb here, okay?
All right, fine. All right, so now tell me what you, Lawton Smalls, what you think bipartisan means.
All right, now that's when both parties sit down and respectfully debate the issues of the day.
Okay.
And after careful discussion, ratify the president's agenda exactly as he envisioned it.
Whoa, wrong.
Bipartisanship.
Wrong.
Look it up.
Wrong. Listen to me,
look
buddy.
It up.
If you think some happy talk about working together means the Democrats are going to ratify Bush's agenda, wake up, little man. We've got you now. Wave goodbye to your tax cuts for the rich and subsidies for the oil companies. Get ready for congressional investigations into the corruption, greed, and incompetence of the past 6 years. Get ready to hear the word no. Get ready to hear it, Lawton. It's a new world. Your time is over, Lawton Smalls. Over. Yeah. Yeah. Good. Go ahead. Cry. Go ahead. That's right.
I've been wearing my Barbara Bush dress for 3 weeks now. It's all ripped and stained and the zipper broke, and I got lipstick smeared all over my face, and I chopped off all my hair with a hunting knife. All my hair. You know what I'm saying? I've been sleeping outside the drainage pipe. Uh-huh. I'm covered in my own duty. That's squirrel duty.
Oh, boy.
I smell like defeat.
Uh-huh.
And duty. A lot of duty.
Uh-huh.
This is what reality smells like. Does the duty smell ever go away?
Well, I don't know. Maybe if you took a shower, Lawton, and changed out of the Barbara Bush dress, you wouldn't smell like duty anymore.
Mark?
Yeah, what?
He failed me, didn't he? Bush.
Yeah, yeah. He did. Yeah, he did. Big time. He failed everybody, Lawton.
I thought so.
Yeah.
I'm going to take this dress off. It makes me look fat.
That's a good idea. You okay? Pull it together, buddy. You all right? You okay? Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah.
I saw an eagle once with just the right wing. He just had one wing. He flew just fine, as it turns out.
Okay. All right. Good.
Good. Catching trout.
Good. Goodbye, Lawton. Goodbye, Lawton.
God loves you. Deal with it.
All right. Lawton Smalls. Happy to talk to him.
He shaved off all his hair.
Pubic hair, yeah. I'm reading into that. Perhaps he did.
Yeah, I think.
So,